All right, ladies, welcome once again to your Venus Index podcast. I am Brad Howard, and I've got John Barbon on the phone. And today is going to be the first of many what we consider Venus Index contest coaching calls. And what we're going to do is kind of handle some of the things we're seeing related to the contest and some of the sticking points we know that are going to come across because we've seen them on the guys' side. We're already starting to see some of them on the women's side. And so we just want to dig into those and kind of nip those in the bud to give you the best chance of doing the best. So, John, what are some of the – let's go ahead and start with some of the easy stuff. I think the biggest aha moments that that people have battled in the past.
Sure. Okay. So right off the bat, the point of the contest, obviously we're giving away money and it's something to do. And a lot of people may have never even tried a contest before. The point isn't winning at all costs. The point is – to have a target set, have a community to support you, and have a goal to move towards. A lot of people, I mean, without a goal and without a target and without a hard deadline and some other people you publicly announced it to, most people just don't ever make a change in their life. And it could be anything. Like, you know, it's if you're in school, you don't, I mean, that whole concept that you crunch before an exam and you do the all-nighters, and that's because there's a deadline. That's because there's something on the line. That's because you may not get the degree. You may not get the grade. Same with work. Like if you're at work and you have a deadline, you know, you get fired if you don't produce it. Like you have to produce on time. So even though this one's self-imposed and you can back out, this is really a test of your sort of commitment to yourself. And then we're trying to help you, and we've got the community and everyone around you is doing it too. And, you know, we're going to try to give as much money away as possible to, you know, I mean, we're all there, but eventually – or at some point, it's just you and you. Like, we can't force you to do any of this. You have to commit to yourself. So right off the bat, that's the point. So don't get caught up worrying, like, who's going to look better and can I beat the next person? There is no beating anyone else. There's just doing your best, and that's the real win. So I just want to get that out of the way first, because some people are a little worried about like how they'll do versus somebody else, and that's the wrong way to think about it. We're not in this to beat each other. We're in this to – everyone's in this to do it together. So just that's, you know, let's just get that clear. And the thing is, everybody who did this and everybody who is doing this, and if you're committing to this and you've taken your before picture, again, you don't have to post it yet, but you can if you want. And that's like a pretty courageous step. And that really will help other people come out of the shadows and step forward. And it just as sort of, I don't know what the word is, stressful or a little bit self-conscious you might be about that before picture. That's one of the big hurdles, is just even taking that picture. And then even if you don't show it to everyone else, taking it, just looking at it yourself is a big step. And then posting it, and that will bring other people forward. I mean, just think if you saw somebody else post their picture, how much that would help you, like lead you into doing it. Cause you're like, oh, I'm not alone. And that's pretty courageous for them to do it. So, you know, it's all reciprocating. If you do it, somebody else will do it. And if somebody else will do it, it'll help you do it. So it's kind of – there's – someone has to take the lead here, and can't really be me or Brad, because what – you know, it's – I mean, we're here, but you guys have to do it for each other. And that's the way it worked on the guys' side. And they all drew a lot of inspiration from each other. And I know a lot of you girls have been looking at the guys' side for some inspiration. So you're the first – you guys are the pioneers on this side. So you guys are the ones leading the charge here. So who – I mean, you're the first ones, and there will be others who will follow your lead. So it's I guess you guys are in the interesting position of being first, but also you've got to have a little bit more, I guess, courage, because you don't have a group in front of you to kind of tug you along. So it's sort of – I mean, my hat's already off to everybody who's committed to this and whoever's already taken their picture. So the first thing, though, is as far as actually getting results, just stick to the program. The point isn't to try to overdo anything. And on the guy side, a lot of guys try to train 6 days a week, add in extra cardio. A lot of guys over dieted or tried to do extra, you know, techniques and stuff. And a lot of guys ended up setting themselves back like a couple of weeks because something went wrong, or they got injured because they were training too much, or they got a little crazy with their diet, and then it seemed like too much, and they sort of broke, so to speak. So to try not to overdo it. 12 weeks is a short period of time, but it's long enough that if you just stay the course, you should you should get somewhere and make a pretty dramatic change. So don't get impatient. A lot of people get impatient and think that they have to do it all and just, they're just going to overdo it. And that's not the right way to look at it. And and you may have the urge to want to try to do more and more and more. Just don't bite off more than you can chew, because you can end up just setting yourself back. And then that's happened with multiple different people on the Adonis site. So I just want to warn you that temptation might be there. Try to resist the temptation to overdo it. If you want to add things in, the only way me or Brad can help you is if you follow the program as it's laid out, and then we know how to adjust on top of that. So let's say you're doing the main program and you wanted to add one Venus Index circuit to the main program a week. You know, I can coach you on that. That's easy. Or let's say you wanted to do I think Naomi wanted to do half circuits and half main program. So she was talking about doing two circuits a week and two of the main program. I mean, those are all things I can in like 2 seconds I can answer, yeah, that makes sense, because I built them and I know how they're supposed to how your body's supposed to react to them. But if you come to me saying, well, I'm throwing in like this circuit program from somewhere else, and then I've got this weight training program from some other system, and I also want to do Venus, I can't help you, because I have no idea what those programs are for. I don't know, you know, how they're designed. I don't know how much time it takes. Like there's nothing I can help you with if you're straying off of our systems into something else. And my other point is, I don't know why you would do that, because our systems, I've designed them to help you get to this look. Those other systems aren't designed for this look. So I wouldn't even know why you would do that. So again, if there's things you want to add, you have to, if you stick to our program, I can at least explain where I think things could be added in. But if you're sort of trying to base it around another program, that first of all, it's not the point. And secondly, I wouldn't know, I can't help you if you're doing something like that.
Well, yeah, there's two sides to, or two variables in the word work, or in the, not the word work, but in the equation of work. I mean, and most people try to increase the distance. It's force times distance. So, I mean, chances are, for most people, and this is what we found, at least on the guy's side at the very beginning, if there's any room for extra work to be done, chances are it could be done by lifting heavier weight than it is by doing extra stuff.
Yeah, more sets and reps, volume.
Yeah, yeah, by a long shot. And this is going to be the one time where I will say that just kind of in our experience on the other side, that you might not be served as well to do a lot of cardio. I mean, this is just kind of what we've seen. Now, obviously, if you're training for something, like if you've got a marathon coming up or whatever, that's totally different. But if you're doing it strictly to lose fat, unless you're really close, it's gonna be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's in context, right? You got to do it in context. Like, if you're a cardio doer already, we're not saying stop. But if it's not part of your routine, obviously you've got to get the calories have to get handled before any cardio can help. And if you do introduce cardio, so let's say in the first 3 to 4 weeks you really get your calories under control and you've got like a nice little pattern. And you're doing, maybe you're doing the base Venus workout and you toss in an extra circuit a week. First of all, if I was going to do cardio, I would do more circuits, and you could even use them as a cardio, but just by backing off on the amount of weight used. Sure. But let's say you just want to do what me and Brad do, and we kind of zone out on the treadmill, just walk. That's fine. But you got to pay attention to if adding that really stimulates your hunger and throws off your ability to control your calories. So it's a trade-off. If you go for an hour walk that burns 300 calories, but it leaves you literally fighting the urge to eat all night, and then you give into that urge, well, then what the hell was the point of that walk, right? So I know when I was working with Allie, we trained together, and she ran. She's been running for over a year now, so it's really her routine to do a 10K run like 3-4 times a week. And that was just part of her daily calorie budget, so to speak. But she didn't do more running. She just did the running she normally does. Now, if you can add in that kind of run, that's great. But if it's something that's not on your sort of menu of things that you can fit into your routine, then it may not be worth the extra time. So it's just something to pay attention to. Now, with that said, you can add it towards the end of the 12 weeks. But again, you really have to be in control of your calories and not let the workout turn into a stimulus to eat. So it's – that thing's a catch-22, right? Extra work versus the amount of appetite stimulation it produces versus your ability to control that stimulation. So I can't say it's not useful if you can control it, but it's is if you can control it. And trying to control I think I even wrote this in AGD, trying to add two new things is difficult. So if you add a new kind of diet concept, or at least you add in a new level of control of your diet, and then you also try to add in a new level of work in the gym, that's two huge changes to your life all at once, and that may be difficult. So I would say try to master the diet side first before you add in a new level of activity or cardio, if that's your goal. I would just say try to make sure you got one under control before you try to add two new concepts altogether.
Yeah, it's the point is, and kind of going back to, I guess my assumption is that if when we talk about cardio, that people are talking about adding it in, not that they've already been doing it. So that when I said that if you're training for a marathon, obviously you've been doing that type of cardio. So it's already in your routine. It's already there. You're already conditioned for it and things like that. I mean, just like you said, you're going in, you're adding three new variables right now for a lot of people. I mean, you're adding, you know, a weight training component, you're adding some type of dietary control, and then you're adding some type of extra cardio on top of it. And that's a lot. That's a lot. For most people, just handling the weight training and diet parts, it's tough enough in this type of environment because, you know, I'm not going to say it's extreme, but it's kind of pushing the envelope a little bit. So, I mean, you're really kind of juggling how you feel on a daily basis versus being able to get to the gym versus, you know, battling hunger and all this other stuff. So, you know, this is the one time where, because there is a very specific goal, there is a very specific deadline that there are two things beyond a shadow of a doubt that are going to make a difference. And that's the actual, you know, weight training aspect and then the diet aspect. You know, the cardio is going to be bonus or extra, but only if you can control for it, like John was saying. But for most people on the guy side, at least from what I'm seeing and what we've seen overall, it's tough enough just to manage those two at a level that you need to manage them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could even – agreed. And you could even piece together the circuits are – the way I built the circuits is there. The program, you have it in parts. Like it's very you've got a lot of interchangeable parts there. So, I mean, you could even grab one mini circuit and add it to a regular Venus workout, and that you can extend the workout a little bit by adding in that one mini circuit. So that's a bit more work without being an overwhelming amount of more work. So those are ways – so when you look at it that way – there's almost an infinite number of ways we can modify your workout to add in more work if that's a goal. So, I mean, and that also sticks within the balance development and everything that it's built into the programs versus just going for a walk. So those are things we can do, but yeah, there's three components, like Brad said, and you gotta get the weight training down, you gotta get the diet down, and then if you want to do more work purely for the sake of doing more work, that's sort of the third component, but it can't be the number one thing. The other two sort of have to be in place before you literally just start adding in time spent burning extra calories.
Yeah. I mean, again, and you haven't even touched on this, but, you know, we talked about a lot on the guy side, these compensating effects. We haven't touched on it much over here, but I mean, if you're going to do all this extra work and then for the rest of the day, you know, you're going to need to take a nap or, you know, you're not going to be as active or whatever. I mean, that extra work kind of is a moot point. It kind of washes out.
Oh, yeah. So, like if you add in an hour of just steady state cardio, are you just going to go to bed an hour sooner? Like you could really actually just burn less. Like it's – all things have to be equals elsewhere in the day for that hour to really add up to to add up to being extra for the day as far as energy spent.
Sure.
So it just, you know, it just, there's always a, for every effect, there's a not necessarily equal and opposite effect, but there is some other compensatory effects, especially with energy. It's kind of like if we went for a 5-hour hike today, we'd all pass out as soon as we get home. And then by the end of the day, you're like, oh yeah, we burned a ton of calories on that hike. But like, yeah, but you had an 8-hour nap, which otherwise you would have been up and moving around burning calories. So in actuality, you didn't burn that many more calories for the entire day because the rest of the day you did nothing. So it's kind of like your system can only burn so many calories in a day without completely wanting you to shut down.
Right. So I guess that's kind of the overriding thing that we kind of want to beat. Not beat, but just kind of...
Well, we beat that pretty good.
Well, we beat it on the guy side.
Yeah, so... But there's been quite a few... A lot of guys made errors on that side that you just don't want to repeat. So, I mean, and I encourage you over these next 12 weeks, go back and listen to every transformation interview. Go listen to Jason's, Dan's, Ron's, all of them. Just listen to all of those guys and all the latest guys. So Jason Haynes, Jason Gottlieb, all of them. And throughout these 12 weeks, every time you're running into, I guarantee every one of those interviews will have something useful. And it'll remind you why you're doing this. And I mean, again, you guys are the first group. You girls are the first group, so the best resource the best resource we have are the guys, all the guys who've been through this once already, or twice, or three times, or however many. So then there's lots. There's enough to keep you busy all for the next 12 weeks if you need a little reminder and insight from someone who's done it. Like that's still the best place to go.
Yeah, definitely. So I mean that's kind of the big thing of it all is just understanding that there's a singular focus and that it's at this point, it's not like health and it's not like, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, that stuff you can worry about that kind of later. I mean, this is kind of a 12 week, you know, blast for lack of a better term. I mean, it's kind of a sprint and you can burn out even in 12 weeks. Trust me. We've seen it time and time again. There are plenty of people that drop out of the contests and they do it because they burn out or they try to add stuff and get hurt, and that's I guess that's kind of the big thing we haven't really talked about, the injury.
Yeah, we get those emails behind the scenes. You guys don't, you girls don't get, well, the guys, just in general, the people in the forums don't necessarily hear much about the people who drop out. I mean, some people come forward and they're like, hey, you know, I just, you know, this is where I'm at. It just didn't work. I got injured or something. But we get personal emails behind the scenes on that stuff too, where people kind of be like, you know, I was really interested, but you know, this happened or life events came up and it just, you know, obviously if something major happens in your life, it may not be, you know, halfway through the contest. And it needs your attention. Clearly, you just deal with it and then join the next contest. But like Brad said, this is only 12 weeks. It's, if you look at it in the grand scheme of things, it's not that long. And it's, you got to view it as, can you commit to yourself for 12 weeks? That's all. So you're not doing this for anybody else. It's just yourself. So, I don't know what else to say about it. It's just any which way you can reframe it, you've got to reframe it.
Yeah, it's like I say, it's a sprint. You can burn out, and it's just things to be aware of. Is there anything else you kind of wanted to touch on, other than obviously the biggest thing is the elimination of errors. We wanted to talk about that a little bit, and that's kind of our overriding philosophy. But it really comes into play when we start talking contests, because you know, although no quote unquote model is perfect, I mean, our model is it basically eliminates all the errors that you can do, that you can have. So it's not perfect. It's not exact. But what it does is it takes out every error that you could possibly make, and you don't have to worry about it as long as you kind of stick within the constraints that – the basic constraints that we talk about. Mm-hmm. So like I say, is a calorie a calorie? You know, at this point, who cares? Mm-hmm. It's just the best model.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, as far as diet goes, I mean, clearly I'm biased, but I'd say use AGD and some kind of if you like fasting, obviously the combination of AGD and ESC is, I think, the most potent thing you can do as far as reducing body fat. And then from there, stick to the workouts. And if you want to modify them, we'll talk about that and we'll discuss what to do and, you know, start a thread in the forum and we'll use that as a place to discuss what to do with them. And, you know, we'll make it the following week's podcast and people can and share with each other in the forum, right? Like everyone's going to be trying little things here and there, but just don't get crazy with modifying the workouts. As long as you're on the program, it's easy for us to work through it. If you start adding in all kinds of other stuff, we don't know what that'll do. And remember, we're judging you on your VI. And I built these workouts to get you to your VI. So if you start doing stuff that's not our workout, it may be pulling you away from that and making you stray from it. Now, again, you got to use the measuring tape. That's how you know if you're moving towards your VI. But if something doesn't seem to be working, and part of it is, you know, because you're not doing our stuff, that's a, you know, that's a big indication that you're kind of going the wrong direction. So
yeah, that's a big part. You know, yeah. It's really funny because we made this kind of announcement or prediction at the very beginning of the very first Adonis contest. You know, we were sitting there podcasting, and I was like, you know what? I think the person who's going to win is the person that manages the systems the best. And lo and behold, that's exactly what happened. You go back through all the podcasts, and you find out that at that point, you know, Ron was the person that did it the best. I mean, literally, he was like, yeah, I just did it like it was said.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else,
right.
Yeah, and he won. And everybody else is like, oh, yeah, I added this, and I added this, and yeah, I kind of got burned out. And, you know, even guys that placed, but it was just funny. And you could say, and I know people are like, oh, yeah, you're just cherry picking that. No, we did the interviews after we picked the winner, so we didn't know that.
Yeah, and then, but each successive contest, that happened. And even though they had proof that, you know, because Pierre did well, but he said to the guys, he's like, look, I overtrained. I actually got sick and had to take a week and a half and just sit around doing nothing. So he's like, don't do what I did. And so slowly guys started learning. And then, yes. And then in the second and third contest, guys who did modify the program, you know, talk to me. They're like, you know, can I add this day? What do you think? You know, and I had some information on what they, on their training history. I knew what they, where they were starting and what they looked like. And I just give them a quick assessment. I'm like, yeah, you can add that day, but you know, if it feels like it's running you down, take it out. And then, but as long as it's within our systems, I know what to do with it. If you start adding in other systems, I have no idea what to do with it because I haven't done them. So I wouldn't know if it's too much work, not enough work, if it fits in that right spot, if it's even going to wreck your luck. Again, and I'm not trying to be all preachy on our system versus another. All I'm saying is for our this specific contest, that me and Brad are judging you on how close you get to your VI, and this is the workout I built to get you to it, it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense that you try to come up with your own way of doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Oh, I forgot about this. This is kind of important. A lot of the stuff that the guys were adding that we're talking to John about, they were boosters.
There were things I built that were meant to be added onto the Adonis system. That's what I'm trying to say. Everything they use was something that's designed to be used within the system.
Yeah, and let me explain that because you're going to go back and you're going to listen to some of these podcasts and wonder what they are. Boosters are body part specific insertions that the guys can put in. So there's a shoulder booster, an arm booster, a back booster, a leg booster, chest booster.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically,
and they're not full workouts. They're small. They're like a 20-minute add-on to a workout.
Right. And you know, John and I have talked about it. We will probably be adding some venous boosters in. We just haven't figured out which ones we want to add in yet.
Mm-hmm.
There'll probably be a butt booster.
Well,
just because.
But we'll see.
Just because that's the obvious one.
Butt boosters. Anyways, we are going to be expanding the program, but yeah, when we say people are adding, they're adding stuff that's designed to be added.
Yeah, they're components that are, again.
And they're not like doing them all, right? Like some guys actually tried to over, and everybody wants to overdo it. Guys were like, oh, well, the program's 4 days a week, but I did five and I added in two boosters. And when I designed the boosters, I designed them to use the program as is plus one booster. But people were doing the program at 5 days a week instead of four plus two boosters. And then they're like, yeah, but I burnt out. I'm like, really? Really? You burnt out. So you think you know my workout better than me. So,
oh man.
And so it's just, you know, but I'm not, curiosity kills the cat. People think this is one thing. People think that they can somehow just, I don't know, just do more and more and more and more. And I'm just like, you're going to overtrain. You just can't do more. You can't do 24 weeks worth of work in 12 and win the contest. It just, I know we're hammering this, but it's just the temptation will be there. And it's there. So just resist the temptation to do that. If anything, pour all that effort into being better with your diet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of trying to like, you know, knock out three and four workouts a day.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I'm laughing so hard. It's just, I don't know. It just kind of trips me out listening to a lot of the stuff that people have done, knowing that I've done some of the same stuff. you know, I guess that's what makes
it just
funny.
Well, they didn't listen to us, right? And then they come back and they're like, yeah, dude, that was too much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, told you.
But I just, hey, I don't want to say, I can't tell them, right? They have to find out on their own. So we're trying to tell you guys, and we'd rather you not find out on your own that you just can't train and train and train and train. You out-train everything. So.
Yeah, just remember, this is 12 weeks you can't get back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once it's gone, it's gone. So,
just do it right.
Yeah, just do it right to the best. That's why I hire lawyers to do legal stuff. That's why I hire accountants to do accounting stuff, because they know that stuff. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. I've tried doing it before and I got hosed bad. You know.
So
that's why you hire us to do it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't really know where else to go. I think that's okay for the initial sort of talk. It's just settle into a groove for the next 12 weeks and just roll with it. There's not really there's not really much else to say about it. Just, you know,
make it as mindless as possible, man.
Yeah, just exactly. The less thinking you do, the better off you'll be.
Yep. Exactly. So well, I guess that's it. You got anything?
No, I think that's good for now.
All right. Cool, man. All right. So for John Barber, I'm Brad Howard, and that's your Venus Index podcast.